lying. But my mom was there, reading in the cool shade of a tall oak whenever she wasn't chasing after the five of us. My older brother Dave and I were in constant motion, water skiing in the mornings, dodging chores, and sneaking off to canoe and swim in the afternoons. We didn't have a television set, but our neighbors did. And very late on the evening of July 20th, 1969, we traipsed across the clearing between our cottages and jammed ourselves into their living room along with just about everybody else on the island. Dave and I perched on the back of a sofa and craned our necks to see the screen. Slowly, methodically, a man descended the leg of a spaceship and carefully stepped onto the surface of the moon. The image was grainy, but I knew exactly what we were seeing. The impossible made possible. The room erupted in amazement. The adults shook hands, the kids yelped and whooped, and somehow we felt as if we were up there with Neil Armstrong, changing the world. Later, walking back to our cottage, I looked up at the moon. It was no longer a distant, unknowable orb, but a place where people walked and talked and worked and even slept. At that moment, I knew what I wanted to do with my life. I was going to follow in the footsteps so boldly imprinted just moments before, roaring around in a rocket.